from the Two Buffalo Studios in Sarasota, Florida. Welcome to Indigenous in Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay, from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Coming up in 30 minutes from Los Angeles, California, we have in the house singer, poet, and entrepreneur, Gina Loring. She has new music out, and she'll be stopping by to tell us all about it. And I also want to say hello to our friends up in London, Ontario at CHRW 95.9. They'll be joining us today, and we'll be joining them on their special Indigenous Day Radio. Let's get the show started with something from our guest, Gina Loring. Here is for Trayvon Martin.
Somebody's baby, you were somebody's child. Now you live in headlines, set the world on fire. You were somebody's baby, you were somebody's child. Now you are a watching from the sky. Could have been my brother, could have been my son. Nowhere is more godless than the barrel of a gun.
As far as I can see.
were somebody's baby. You were somebody's child. Now you are an angel watching from the sky.
That's brand new from Gina Loring for Trayvon Martin. She'll be stopping by in our spotlight in about 25 minutes. We're going to hang out in LA for just a bit. Music now from Mia and Chris Paul. This is Stolen Identity, Lullaby. I'm Larry Kay. You're listening to Indigenous in Music. Music from DJ Bittman and Norma Norman from Mexico. All right, here's Once a Tree, Born for This. I'm Larry Kay, and you're listening to Indigenous in Music.
We'll be right back.
Music from Choo Choo, the fairy. Hey, want to make a quick mention. If you ever want to get a hold of me, you can always email me at larry@indigenousandmusic.com, and I'll email you right back. And you can always find me over at LinkedIn. But I'm over there. I'm a Larry Knutson, the Danish guy, or the Danish Indian, right? All right, Chris Ferry. This is one that's called Medicine Crow. I'm Larry K. You're listening to Indigenous in Music. was music from Ed Coben, Kevin and Jill's love song. I'm Larry Kay. Hope you're enjoying today's show. I want to make a quick mention. I want to steer you over to our website, indigenousandmusic.com, and let me know what you think about today's show and where you're listening from. And you can also follow us on Spotify and nowadays on iHeartRadio as well. All right, back to L.A. Music now from La Santa Cecilia. This one's called Jack. I'm Larry Kay. That was music from La Santa Cecilia. I'm Larry Kay, and you're listening to Indigenous in Music. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in 60 seconds with our guest, Gina Loring. Welcome to our Indigenous in Music Spotlight. I'm Larry Kay. Tonight, we have in the house from Los Angeles, California, singer, poet, and entrepreneur. She has new music out and she's here to tell us all about it. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Gina Loring. Hi, Gina.
Hey, hello. How you doing?
I'm doing well tonight over here in Sarasota, Florida. How are you doing over there in your hometown, L.A.?
Excellent. It's bright and we got some sun out, so all is well.
Nice, nice weather. That's what I like to hear. I do the show in the wintertime and everybody's saying it's snowing, we're getting blizzards. It's great to hear sunshine.
That's right.
Well, it's your first visit here. Why don't we start by telling our listening audience a little bit about you and then we'll get right into your new music. Go ahead, Gina.
Sure. Well, I'm from California, born and raised in Southern Cali. And I started writing poetry and music when I was in high school, when I was a teenager, and just kind of writing in my journals different ideas and thoughts and things I was going through. And then when I was in college, I started going to open mics, and I realized, like, oh, there's a whole community of people who are reading their thoughts and opinions and dreams on a microphone. So started going to more and more open mics, and that led to slamming, which is, you know, competitive poetry. And then I started, you know, recording and doing all kinds of showcases and gigs, and one thing just kind of led to another. And I became full-time poet and vocalist, doing a lot of studio work and festivals, and it's just been an awesome ride.
Sure. Now, what came first, singing or poetry?
I would say singing. I've been singing since I could talk. That's my earliest memory is, you know, pretending I was on TV singing. I would use a hairbrush, pretend my hairbrush was a microphone, and singing into the mirror.
Sure.
So I would say singing came first, but then poetry came naturally pretty early on as well. I've been putting out some new music. Yeah, I put out a couple new singles this year. I've been using SoundCloud just so it's free.
Sure.
Anybody can go on there and listen. So I've been putting stuff out here and there throughout the last 2 years.
Oh, great. Now, you have guests, too. Who are some of your guests you have on your some of your tunes?
You know, I was really blessed to work with De La Soul, which is an awesome hip-hop group. Most people, I'm sure, have heard of them.
Mm-hmm.
So they featured me on a couple of their songs, which is great. Jocelyn Wabanu is a beautiful native activist, and I got hip to some of the good work she was doing, and she graciously allowed me to use her vocals on Free the Land, which was really powerful. I mean, when I saw her speaking, it just really moved me. It really touched me. And when I wrote the song, I thought, oh, this would be so perfect to collaborate with her. And I reached out, and she was just so gracious to collaborate with me in that way.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm open to working with artists, with musicians, with activists. I think it's important to kind of all be in community.
Sure. Now, I've noticed on your site you traveled the world. You've been in many places. What was your favorite performance? Where was that at?
Where was my favorite performance? Tough. You know, I would say, because I mean, I've had some really cool experiences.
Yeah.
I mean, I think probably being in West Africa was pretty cool. I was in Togo.
Okay.
And my students, I worked with some young students there teaching poetry and music. And
nice.
that was really, really interesting to connect and to learn more about the culture and just to feel embraced.
Sure.
You know, so. You know, it was great. You know, I've got multiple motherlands.
Right.
You know, because I have a mixed heritage,
mm-hmm.
so it was cool to kind of like connect with that part of me as well.
Sure. What was your biggest challenge breaking into the industry? What would you think?
I think it's all about tenacity. You know, you got to stay focused.
Sure.
Got to stay focused, and I think there's always going to be naysayers. There's always going to be people who are doubting. Doubting the skill, doubting the talent. And that's cool. If somebody closes one door, turn around to a different direction and create your own door. Go another route.
Oh, yeah. Keep
going. You got to keep going. So I would say for me, there have been moments where I was like, okay, I thought this was going to work, but that didn't pan out, or I thought this was going to happen. And then just being able to get back up, brush myself off, and keep going. I come from resiliency. I come from warriors. And, we don't just stop and give up just because, there's some kind of fabricated limitation. There's no limitation.
Sure.
Just got to keep going.
Uh-huh. What are your plans for the coming year, the rest of this year, 2019?
For 2019, I've got a lot on my plate. I'm actually getting my doctorate degree right now.
Oh, good.
So I'm putting some respect on my check. I have a doctor in front of my name. So I'm working on that. I've been I teach workshops in juvenile hall, and I work with teenagers who are coming out of some pretty bad situations and you know, teaching them to use poetry and their voice to be empowered. And so I'm interested in advocating on a stronger level. And so I'm hoping that, you know, getting my doctorate degree in education will help me just be able to advocate for marginalized youth and really, you know, stand for them in an even stronger way.
Well, thank you for all the work you do for our communities. Definitely.
My pleasure. My honor.
Mm-hmm. I want to let our listeners know that we're speaking with Gina Loring. You can find out all about Gina and hear her music on the web at ginaloring.com. Gina, thank you for showing up tonight in our Indigenous in Music Spotlight.
My pleasure. And folks can keep in touch with me. My Instagram is at Gina Starlight, and my Twitter is at TheGinaLoring. And all that stuff is accessible through my website, which is, as you said, just ginaloring.com, GINALORING.com. So I hope folks will keep in touch.
Yes, and definitely any updates, keep us posted. We definitely want to help you out, keep you out there.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Much love. I appreciate that.
We're going to play her current release. Here is Free the Land.
A holistic genocide happening here. You've had your voice here for 524 years. 524 years you've been visible. I have a right to my voice. I'm still fighting for my voice and my visibility. And you're a guest here. Without us, you'd be homeless. Homeless.
No one invited you here in the first place. Then you poisoned humanity with a construct of race. Brainwashed the world, politics, and money. Money, money, money. All you care about is money. Your hands are dirty. Blood on your soul. You know, and I know, the emperor has no clothes, and that's where hate comes in. You guilty. No repentance. Subconscious self-awareness of your own incompetence. Check Akashic records. You got filthy karma. From the slave trade to sweatshops to big pharma. Generational trauma. Attacks, atomic bombs, smallpox, broken treaties and trust used as a pawn. Came with guns, ill intentions, violations of humanity. It's communal insanity, the fate of the world is at stake. That's a prophecy. Casinos don't heal, the trail of tears of wounded knee. Same mentality, standing rock is proof. Wish we had a magic wand, make you disappear like poof. Missing a moral compass, you ain't ride with the wind. Living on stolen land, you ain't ride with the wind. Benefit from genocide, you ain't ride with the wind. And the sky records it all.
You haven't started your healing.
Healing starts now. Let's begin.
You have started your healing journey.
Healing starts now. Let's begin.
You have started your healing journey.
Gangs are tribes because we tribal within. Bloods and Crips, Tainos and different skin. Where to begin? Dismantle your sins. Acknowledge and repair what is now and what has been. Native Americans deserve every right you rip from them. Sitting Bull's keeping tabs how you've been treating his kin. Women and men. Ain't no choice but stay strong. Reservations are plantations. Different day, same song. Systematic oppression is as real as my breath. Keep on beating with your greed. Won't be nothing left. Our language, our land, put our drums on mute. This country has a stench like a tree with rotten roots. From Australia to Peru to these Americas right here. Indigenous people been buried beneath the burden of your fear. Your great-grandchildren still living off our pain. Entitled like the whole globe is their terrain. Held down from birth, but you to blame, so you got the curse. Worse than you know, worse than you know. Ain't no amount of money worth the weight of a million souls. Ancestors watching over, holding vigil for our lives. Will they forgive your violations if you up and switch sides? Will you even try? Redemption for your sins. Healing starts now. Let's begin. 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 Begin.
You have to start your healing journey.
Healing starts now. Let's begin.
Governments have clean hands. All of your governments have blood on their hands. None of you are different. You haven't changed because you haven't started your healing journeys. Because of your colonial mindset and your colonial way of being, your white privilege, your white fragility, you can't take our truth. Our truth.
That was music from Gina Loring, and that was her newest single, Free the Land. In case you're just tuning in, Gina was just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Welcome to Indigenous in Music. stand my ground. I'll always protect my sacred ground. Idle no more, come on, stand around. While we stand in front to protect what you call your town. The very best pound for pound. Winning this fight round for round. We'll be here till the end, singing that victory sound. I will never be complacent. I said, listen up. I will never be complacent. I'm losing patience. For you coward, empowered, disgraceful, flatulence. Satisfied with balancing the books of the government. You crooks, feed your own families while others have no food to cook. Can you see the damage? Look at our people's situation. Their hopes and dreams have been took. While you enjoy your lives, they get shook off to the sides and kick back to keeping the nook of your arm off the books, dirty crooks. Never too scared to stand my ground. I'll always protect my sacred ground. Idle no more, come on, stand around. While we stand up in front to protect what you call your town. The very best pound for pound, winning this fight round for round. We'll be here till the end, singing that victory sound. And I'm too intense to deliver this message without confidence. My heart, my pride, my soul put into its deliverance. I'm disgusted with the lies spread by this incompetent government, whose only interest is self-absorbed for their own benefit of financial gain and embezzlement. They watch and pray off the weak who pray to the Creator for the day where they can enjoy the same life that the council spent. Community funds used like weaponry, guns to control all the ones who would otherwise stand up and fight against this establishment. Never too scared to stand my ground. I'll always protect my sacred ground. Idle no more, come on, stand around. While we stand in front to protect what you call your town. The very best pound for pound, winning this fight round for round. We'll be here till the end, singing that victory sound. People, afraid to speak about the truths and dishonesty brought upon them by a chief and council dictatorship controversy. An unbalanced tower built to devour the lives and thoughts of the community. Destructive intentions on the environment, backyard mountains, rivers, and oxygen. For your kickbacks, your pockets, monies went. In the wrong place, you're a disgrace to show your face after you've destroyed your own waterways. Hate and lies you perpetuate to manipulate. Snake followers looking to generate a piece of the pie to bake for them to take like bait and eat by mistake. While you orchestrate the government's plan, we won't participate. Never too scared to stand my ground. I'll always protect my sacred ground. Idle no more, come on, stand around. While we stand in front to protect what you call your town. The very best pound for pound, winning this fight round for round. We'll be here to the end, singing that victory sound.
That's music from Q052, Victory Sound. All right, here we go. Carrie Morin. We used to be. I'm Larry Kay, and you're listening to Indigenous in Music. Now that's what I'm talking about.
Saw this place as a memory before, not before today. Some places that just feel empty, my big sky just turned gray. The road keeps calling us someplace else. Must be someplace we gotta be. I don't know where you are tonight. I hope you're thinking about me. We'll remain in a positive way, remembering how we used to. This town lost its soul 20 years ago. What for can I say? I feel the force around me. I feel the pressure. Nothing around here seems to play. The tide is an endless eddy. I feel I'm losing my will to fight. but I have nobody envies. It's really just a pitiful sight. We'll remain in a positive way, remembering how we used to be. Remembering how we used to be. You and me used to be tied together.
Columbus, Fayetteville, Libby, Fayette, Eugene, Mount Vernon. Nobody does it like Indigenous in music.
Thank you.
Music from Link Ray, going way back. All right, here's the Mavericks, back in your arms again. I'm Larry Kay. You're listening to Indigenous in Music. Oh yeah, music from the Mavericks, back in your arms again. Hope you're enjoying today's show, and our guest, Gina Loring. I want to thank her for stopping by and giving us an update on all of her new music. And I want to make mention, you can visit us at our website at indigenousinmusic.com and let me know what you think about today's show and where you're listening from. And you can also follow us on Spotify and nowadays iHeartRadio. Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.